meet his friends, we are going to learn B'siyata D'Shmaya, the inyan of a ger shen is gayer, b'nei dabar v'chazer l'suro, a ger who converted for ulterior motives and then he retracted and decided he doesn't want to live as a Jew anymore. So what happens to his gerus? And we are going to base ourselves on the Sefer Shaarei Tohar of Hagon Reb Shmuel Elazar Volk, who was a Ram in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzhak Elchanan for many years. And he has just tremendously scholarly svarim, and unfortunately they seem to be ignored. And it's chaval, because he has so much Torah to offer, that this Torah should be learned, and he should continue not only where he is in the Olam Shekulo Tov, but even here in our world, Torah should be continued learning. So it should be L'Ui Nishmaso, and it should also be L'Schus Avi Maravim Arasi Sheyichyu, L'Schus Adina Bashe Bas Nechagitol, Chanali Bas Nechagitol, Gilashana Bas Nechagitol, Simcha Ben Nechagitol, Moshe Ben Peshadina, and Rav Moshe Ben Reizel, for Shleima, Tzach Shalcha Yisrael. And if anybody would like a shiur dedicated in their honor or in the honor of a loved one, you may contact me. The Rambam, this, by the way, is in the 8th volume of the Shaarei Torah, in Simen Kuf Chof Hei, at the very end of the Sefer. The Rambam, in the 13th parak of Hilchos Surei Bi, Halacha Tesvav, writes, Shekol HaChozer Min HaAkum, Bishvil Dover Mehevle HaOlam, Eino Migeri HaTzedek. Ve'af al pichein hayu geirim harbe misgayirim b'mei Shlomo, David v'Shlomo b'nei Hadyotos. Ve'yu beizdin agadol choshishim lahem, lo dochen osam achar shetavlu, mikol makom v'lo mekarvin osam, ad shetira acharisam. So first the Rambam writes that anybody who is chozer min ha'akum, who returns from idolatry because of ulterior motives, something from the Hevle Ha'olam, is not a righteous convert. And nevertheless, there were many Geirim that were misgayer in the time of David Shlomo, in front of Hegiotos. And based in Hagadol, were Choshesh for them. In other words, they were Choshesh that their Geirus is a good Geirus, is a valid Geirus. Lo dochen, they wouldn't reject them, lo dochen osam, after they were tovel. But they weren't makariv them until they would see acharisam, until they would see their end. They wanted to see where this is going. Continues the Rambam in the next halacha. Halacha, two halachas later, halacha yitzayin. Kirsh labot guach rabbi shalol yu amitzis ve'onshan amol v'tol v'yotzim mechlal akum v'choshim l'ashiz v'artzit kaso. A ger that they didn't check after him, or they didn't tell him the mitzvahs and their punishments, and he was mol v'toval, and he did brismila and he did tvila, yotzim mechlal ha'akum, he is no longer a Gentile, an idolater, v'choshim lo, and you are concerned with him, you're choshish that maybe he's a Jew, achi is bar tzidkoso, until it's revealed that he's a tzaddik. Afilu chazar v'avad akum, harei hu, v'avad kochab mozalos, harei hu ki Yisrael mom shekidush of kidushin. So, even if he goes back and he serves idols, he is like a Jewish apostate, that his kidushin are kidushin. Mitzvah lahachzor avedas, a mitzvah to return his aveda, his lost object, me'achar shetov v'nasek Yisrael, because he did the tefillah, he becomes like a Jew, l'fikach kim u'shimshon v'shlomo n'shusem af pishenig l'soda. And therefore, Shimshon and Shlomo kept their wives, even though their secret was revealed, that they're still idolaters. previous halacha, halacha tazayin, the Rambam writes, "Ufisha gir shlomo nashim enasam v'chein shimshon gir v'nasa davar yadush lo chazri ala b'shvil davar lo api bezin gir v'mchashvan akasav ki ilu em hakum v'bisuran omdin v'rachich sofen al tchilasan shein ovdos kuchav mozelos shalhem v'ban alahem bamos." So since Shlomo was Megayer women and married them, and so to Shimshon was Megayer and got married, and it's known that they only did it for ulterior motives. It wasn't out of love of Hashem. They wanted to be Jew. They had ulterior motives in marrying Shlomo and Shimshon, and they were an Alpi Beis Din. So the pasuk considers them as if they're Goyim, and they're still Aser. Not only that, but their end proves their beginning, that they're serving idols, and they're bona bamos. So, says Revolk, that's the Rambam. There's so much that's unclear in this Rambam. So much discussion. So obviously we're not going to cover it all. We've already had many Shir Mangeris, and hopefully we'll have many more, but we're going to go now with Revolk's Chakira. V'yesh lachkor. V'gershin is gayer mipnei ezed davar v'chazer l'sura. So let's say you have a ger that was misgayer mipnei ezed davar. He had ulterior motives in being misgayer, and then chazer l'sura. And then he retracted. And that's what we learn about in Halacha Tesvav. In Halacha Tesvav it says, beginning of the Halacha, which I didn't read, it says, "Fikach lo kiblu beizim gerim kol mei davru shlomo." Beizim wasn't makabel gerim all the time of David and Shlomo. Why? Because bimei David, maybe menapacha, they were afraid. Shlomo, maybe because things were so good for the Jews. And therefore, because kol achozer menachem shalav rebelei, only enter a ger tzedek. You're not a ger tzedek. If a person converts for non-pure motivations, he's not a ger tzedek. And nevertheless, a lot of people would still convert. And Bezim would be choshesh. Lamed of mashma, they are Jews, because Bezim would be choshesh if they really keep Judaism, keep the Torah. Bezim would be choshesh, for then they wouldn't be docha them, since they were tovel, and they wouldn't be makar of them until they see acharisam. Until they see the end, how they're going to end up, how they're going to live their lives. And that's what it says in Halacha Yedalid, that the secret is, the Rambam says, that when a geras comes to be mizgayer, you check them. Maybe they're doing it for money, or they're doing it for other ulterior motives. Maybe they fell in love with a member of the opposite gender who is Jewish, and that's why. And then if you see that they're not doing it for ulterior motives, then you tell them about mitzvahs, and then you convert them. Al kol panim, the Rambam says that Rambam seems to imply that nevertheless they're gerim, but you wait to see what's going to be in the end. You wait to see how they're going to live their lives. So the implication is that if they're living their lives as goyim, then their conversion wasn't a good conversion in the first place. If they live their lives as Jews, so then they might not be geirei tzedek, because it says kol achozer menakom b'shvil davar mehev le'alom enim geirei tzedek. But they're still geirim. That's the implication of the Rambam. They're not righteous, because the Rambam writes, "Bafichen hayu geirim harbe misgayrim mibnei davru shlomo." There were a lot of geirim. Beis Din wouldn't do it, but hediotos would, and the Beis Din was choshish for them. They wouldn't push them away. Achatir acharisam, until they see their acharis. So Revolk is understanding automatically that if they're acharis, they're not shomer Torah and mitzvahs, so then the whole thing is off, all bets off, the whole thing is cancelled. And that's the way many people understand the Rambam. And if that's true, we'd like to know, okay, this person converted for ulterior motives, and now they aren't keeping Torah and mitzvahs. So you see what acharisam was. So now their geirus is off. And the shaila is their geirus off retroactively, or is their geirus off from here on in? So in the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud Dalid, Rambam writes, Chashvan akasuf ki ilu hein akum uvi isuran omdim. The pasuk considers them as if they're an akum and they're still aser. Excuse me, that's Alachat HaZayin. It's known that they were only chozer b'shvil davar for ulterior motives, and not al pi beizdin. So chashvan akasuf ki ilu hein akum v'isuran omdin. So it's as if they're goyim and they're still aser. Harei shekasuf rak ki ilu hein akum v'lohoshem akum gamur. And then the Rambam writes v'ot shochiach sofan al tchilasam. So when it says sof ma'atchilasan, is that vada or safek? L'chor, it's only a safek, because it says ki'ilu hein akum. Because these ladies, who Shlomo was megayer, ended up being avdos of a zara. They didn't live Jewish lives. So it's like they were goyim, and bisurim omdin, ochir sof ma'atchilasan. You see that they weren't keeping mitzvahs, shein avdos akum shalem. It's like Shlomo himself built it. If your wife does something, it's your responsibility. So, when the Rambam says, "Hochiach sofan al tchilasan," so it's betara sofik, not betara svadeh, because it says ki'ilu hein akum. It's as if they're akum. So, if it's only as if they're not mamish akum, then when Ochiach Sofan al Tchilasan is Betara Safek, Ulechumra. Vafal Pisha Avdu Avodazara Bono Bonus, Ukokol, Nolifka Mem Geris Lagamre Lamafreya. So it seems from the Rambam that they're not becoming total Goyim afterwards. It's like they're Goyim, but they're not Mamish Goyim. So even though they converted for ulterior motives and they're not living Jewish lives, so it's only as if they're Goyim. But they're not mamish goyim, they just might be. And he writes in Halacha Yud Zayin, Ulefichach kiyamu Shimshon v'Shlomo nishoseim ve'afal pisha nigla soda. And therefore they kept their wives. Shimshon and Shlomo kept their Gentile inferiorly converted wives. Even though their secret was revealed, ve'afal pisha nigla soda. What was the sod? What was the secret? They were misgayer l'shem davar. That they were misgayer for an ulterior motive. When we call makom kiyamu Shimshon v'Shlomo es nishoseim, and nevertheless Shimshon and Shlomo kept their wives. Vim taimer shebat lahageirus legamre afilu mikanu lahaba. When we call shekanim taimer shebat lahageirusim lemafreya, and if you're going to say that the geirus of these women is batel, even mikanu lahaba, and certainly if you're going to say that their geirus is batel amafreya, how did Shimshon and Shlomo keep their wives? According to our assumption that we originally made, they're complete goyos. Right? We had asked Chakira, is it batel geirus amafreya or rak mikanu lahaba? So now we're saying that the solution to the Chakira is neither. Because if the mamish batel geirusam, if it's mikano lahaban, certainly if it's not retroactive lamafreya, then kim tfiya de kashe. We have a question then. What's the question? The question is, how did Shlomo and Shimshon keep these women? Hochiach sofan al tchilasam. They were misgaya for ulterior motives, and their end proves their beginning. Elavadai shemipnei shechazru lisuran. The geirus isn't completely batel. Not lekano lahaban, certainly not lemafreya. And that's what the Rambam writes. Afilu noda shebishvil dover whom is geir hoel v'mol utoval bifnei gimel hediotos yotze mechlal haakum v'choyshishim loyachi itzbar tzitkuso. And even if it's known that the person is misgayer for ulterior motives, since they did mila and tefila in front of three hadiotos, yotze mechlal ha'akum, they are no longer Gentiles, even though they are being misgayer for ulterior motives, and you're choshesh for them, you're concerned, you watch out for them, achiz bar tzidkuso, until their tzidkus is revealed, to see what type of lives they're going to live, va'afilu chazer va'avad akum, va'avad kum, and even if they go back and they serve idols, harei kisrael mumer, shekidushev kidushin, oh boy, here he says, now they're Jewish, they're like Yisrael, like an apostate Jew. So l'chora, this is a stira to what the Rambam wrote earlier. First, the Rambam writes, Choshishim lo achi isbar tzidkuso. You're choshish until the tzidkus is revealed. Are they going to be Jew? Are they going to live as Jews? Or are they not going to live as Jews? So it's mashma that if they're going to live as Jews, they're Jewish. If they're not going to live as Jews, they're goyish. And then the Rambam turns around and he says, immediately, v'afilu chazer b'avad, even if they serve idols, they're still Jews. V'ra'isi l'chacham echad shehikshikein. So Avok writes that I saw a certain chacham who asked this kasha. V'kosav shemuchrochim loymar shekavanaso hi im kvar nisbarer tzidkoso Oz im chazar lesuro v'kidesh kidushav kidushin o beger shenizgayer lechatchila l'shem shemayim. So we have to say that what the Rambam means is im kvar nisbarer tzidkaso, if the tzidkas was revealed, then if the person retracted and lived like a goy, then the kedushin is kedushin, not in this barat sitkaso. It's not if he was this barat sitkaso. If the tzidkus was revealed, what does the Rambam say? Choshim lo achi barat sitkaso. So you're choshish until the tzidkus was revealed. Mashma only if they were lived as Jews, their gerus is a good gerus. But then the Rambam says, if they don't live as good Jews, then their kedushin is still a kedushin, they're still Jewish. So this chacham, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly, he's referring here to our Rav Goren, who got involved in a very, very infamous gerus case, which we will not get into in this year. Fascinating. Tremendous. This is, we're going back 45 years, close to 50, I think 73, where you had the Langer case. So I believe it's referring to Rav Goren. So anyway, so he wants to say the pshat is if nisbar tzidkaso, then im chazer l'sura v'kidesh, not im chazer l'sura, if the person went back to be a goy, then their kedushin is kedushin. It's mashma the Rambam and Bepashtus that if they go back to being a goy, then the kedushin is a good kedushin, even if lo nisbar tzidkaso. No, only if nisbar tzidkaso, then if they went back to being a goy afterwards, then their kedushin is good kedushin. Or if you have a ger that originally was l'shem shamayim and then they went back to be a goy, their kedushin is a good kedushin. They're Yisrael mummer. However, says Rav Volk, "Ube'enai he tumia gedola. This is a groisa tumia. Echav shel lahachnis kavana zara kazu b'divrei haRambam. How can we say a zam modne zach, a modne kavana, a strange, strange, speculatory understanding of the Rambam? In Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam writes mafurish, afilu noda shebishvil dover hu mizgayer, vaafilu chazar vaavad." The Rambam says, even if it's known that he converted for an ulterior motive, va'afilu chazar, and even if he goes back and serves idols, he's ki Yisrael mumer, shekidushav kedushin. So the Rambam writes a key vav over here, vav achibur. So that's why the Rambam says, that's what the Rambam says. Even if it's known that he's converting for an ulterior motive, and even if he goes back and serves idols, this halacha yitzayin. And even if he's chazav or avar akum, so he's ki Yisrael mamash kedusha of kedushin. This is talking about the person who converted for an ulterior motive, and nevertheless his kedushin is kedushin. And if you're going to say Shabbat l'gei Ruso, afilu mikanu lahaba, umikolshken shenifka gei Ruso l'mafreya, echeb shishu kedush of kedushin. If you're going to say that his geirus is batal mikanu lahaba, and certainly that the geirus is nifka l'mafreya, so how's the kedushin a good kedushin? So it would seem from the Rambam that we're talking about somebody here who never lived properly as a Jew. He says ve'afilu with the vav achibur, meaning before he's talking about somebody who converted for him ulterior motives, and then even if he continues he continues serving idols, so what's the din of such a person? The din of such a person is that his kedushin is a good kedushin. And now the shaila is how's his kedushin a good kedushin? He was never a good Jew. So why would his kedushin be a good kedushin? And it's choshim lo ad sheyitzbar tzedkaso. What does it mean choshim lo ad sheyitzbar tzedkaso? You wait to see if his if he's going to be a tzaddik. You wait to see if he's going to be a tzaddik. If he's a tzaddik, then his kedushin is a good kedushin. But if he's not a tzaddik, then the Rambam implies that his kedushin is not a good kedushin. The Rambam writes choshim lo ad sheyitzbar tzedkaso. And then the Rambam turns around and says, yeah, but even if he's Chozer Oza Avarakum, he's Ki Yisrael Mummer. Why would he possibly be Yisrael Mummer? You weren't Mevaris Sitkus. So that would mean that if he never lived as a Jew, then his kedushin is a good kedushin. And then we have the Neshei Shimshon v'Shlomo. Why did he keep those wives? According to this Chacham, only if Nisbaret Sitkasa, only if there was a bearer of this person's Sitkus, according to this Chacham, only if there was a bearer of this person's sitkus are they Jewish. Otherwise not. So first of all, the Rambam seems not like that, because the Rambam seems to say even if there wasn't a bearer of the sitkus, then their kedushin is still a kedushin. And second of all, if you need a bearer of the sitkus, then how come Shlomo and Shimshon kept their wives? They weren't mizbar at sitkusim, so why did they keep their wives? So that would imply there's no bittul lageirus. V'zeshem maybe can aram melachi yedzayin b'chozer la'ashmena shechas v'shalom lomer shabbat lageirus u'mikol shkem shabbat lageirus l'mafreya. So this is not going to be bittul lageirus. They're still Jewish, right? What was Rav Goren's mahalach? Rav Goren's mahalach again. If this is Rav Goren, I'm pretty sure, I'm almost sure it's Rav Goren that he's referring to. Rav Goren's mahalach was to be mevatel the geiris. If you're mevatel the geiris of the first husband in the Langer case, then there's no mamzeris problem. That's the strategy of the posek. When you run into a geiris problem, so then if you can be mevatel the, when you run into a mamzer problem, if you can mevatel the geiris of the first husband, then and then she got remarried without a get, so then the person's a goy. So what do? You just prove the person never lived as a Jew, and then the geiris is off. But the Rambam would seem to say not like that, because the Rambam says, look at the Neshei Shlomo and Neshei Shimshon. They kept their goyish wives. And the Rambam says, Afilu nodesh rishul davro mizgayer vafilu chazer va'avad akum harayuk Yisrael mumer. The Rambam also says Achi's bar tzidkuso. So again, we have a problem, because the Rambam also seems to say that there has to be a bearer of tzidkus. But then the Rambam says, even if there wasn't a bearer of tzidkus, when they go and serve idols, then they're still Jewish. And not only that, but look at Shimshon and Shlomo kept their wives, even though they were not mizbar tzidkuso. So what's pshat in the Rambam? It says Rav Volk, Nir l'nus daiti loymar b'pshitus shekavanoso hi shemikol makom midrabanan ulechumra choyshishin. Lo achi itzbar tzidkos tzidkuso. Shemikol midrabanan ulechumra choyshishin lo achi itzbar tzidkoso. V'nafkamina hi Shim Kidesh v'chaz Yisrael Acha v'kidesh ha'isa isha choshim l'kedusha shneim v'tzich l'get mishneim. So you know what the Rambam means? The Rambam means, you know why you're choshish m'achiz bar tzidkaso? L'chumra! And what's the nafkamina? In other words, we assume that a person who converts is Jewish. And even if they did it for ulterior motives, and even if they went back and served idols. So why does the Rambam say you wait to see if they're going to be tzaddikim? L'chumra. Because we're mesupik. Are they really Jews or not? And what's the nafkamina that it's l'chumra? That if this person was mekadesh and isha, v'chozar Yisrael acher, v'kidesh osa ha'isha, and then another Jew turned around, and he betrothed the same woman, so you have this suffek ger, suffek Jew, who marries Blanche, and then you have a vadai Jew, who also tries to marry Blanche. What's going to be the din? The din is she needs a get mishneim. Because maybe the suffek Jew is still a Jew, maybe he's a goy. If he was a vadai goy, then she doesn't need a get from him. If he's a vadai Jew, then she doesn't need a get from the second, but he's a suffek. Chenim shachar omol, or kasav get, mili dairaisam, or goa biyayin, mili dirabonim, choysim advar, minim shegerusam, misupekas, v'choysim l'chumra. So if he writes a get, if he's shoychet, if he's mal, if he writes a get, do I write in yanim? Yechoshish, maybe it's good, maybe it's not. L'chumra. Touches wine, d'rabonon, you're machmir. V'rol el shirak chashosha be'alma. The mekevin shemo v'tova, leilan wapi divrei Torah, malasapek acharav. V'lo safe gamor. So it's just a chshash. Why is it just a chshash? Again, it's all a chshash midrabana. It's all a chshash midrabana. That's when you're concerned with, on a rabbinic level, but not on a biblical level. Why? How do you see that? That on a biblical level he's cool because he did the milah and the tefillah. Because it says, "Mitzvah lahachzer avedoso me'achash atov v'nasek Yisrael." He did tefillah; he becomes a Jew. So if there's a suffik begeris, how are you machzer the aveda? We have a rule: in rov Yisrael, Yisrael lahachzer lo avedoso. You need a rov Yisrael if you're not sure. Lost object, and you're not sure if it's if you find an asufi. You're not sure is he Jewish or not, so if it's Rov Yisrael, so then you're Machzer Avedoso. You need a Rov. And it's not enough to have half. So here, if you're Mesupik, why are you Machzir him as Aveda if you're Mesupik, if he's a Jew or a Goy? The answer is, Sha'akolu ala geiris rak chashasha be'alma v'lo begeder safek. The min adin, Torah hu Yisrael gomer, lefikach machzirin lo avedaso. Elisha midrabbanan choish Hashem. So therefore, we don't have a safek. With safek, you wouldn't be Machzir as Aveda. Only if you have a rov. So therefore, in this case, we say that he's a Vadei Jew. He did Milan Tvila, he's a Vadei Jew. He went through the geiris process, Vadei Jew. But since he's a Vadei Jew, you give him back his Aveda. So according to this, you can't be a Mevatel Geiris as somebody who never kept anything. As long as they went through the Geiris process. So there's a lot more to say on this. You know, Rav Volk has tremendous arichus in his farm. Hodul Hashem ki tov, so much Torah. It's like going into a candy store. So please God, in the future shiurim, hopefully we will continue trying to learn this sugya and hopefully other sugyas. And Yusuf Sos of Dovavos Bekever, and should be an ilu for his neshama. All of ours. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.